You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
It's a brave candidate who decides to get in between a daughter and her mother-in-law.
A very nice lady, in her 70s, I think, came up to me and said, "Josh, I'm voting for you." I said, "That's very nice." And she goes, "I'm Monique Ryan's mother-in-law."
That's Josh Frydenberg at his campaign launch yesterday in a claim that has infuriated his independent rival. Monique Ryan is joining you on the line. She's the independent candidate for Kooyong. Monique Ryan, thank you for joining us this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Virginia. How are you?
First of all, are you trying to stop your mother-in-law having her own independent point of view?
No, not at all, Virginia. My mother-in-law is a formidable woman. She worked as a lawyer into her 80s. And I respect her very much. She is entitled, of course, to her own opinion, and I've never denied that she's a Liberal voter. The issue I have with all of this is that she is not part of my campaign and she's not part of Mr. Frydenberg's campaign. At the start of this process, I took a pledge where I said I would not attack my opponents personally and I wouldn't involve their family in the campaign. I don't want my parents or my parents-in-law involved in the campaign, and I don't want Mr. Frydenberg coming after my kids. I think that what he did on the weekend was actually, and he did last week, it's not the first time he's cracked this joke, is that he's made fun of someone who hasn't bought into this. She actually believes that she was misquoted in what he said last Thursday night, and then he's repeated that story at his launch yesterday.
Well, can I just jump in there? She believes she was misquoted?
Her memory of the conversation is that she is misquoted.
In what way? But can you clarify that for us?
She believes that she said to him, her memory of it is that she said to him that she would vote for him, but not the rest of what he said. But it doesn't actually matter. It's not about that. It's about the fact that we need to leave people's families out of it and not take cheap shots at it. What's he going to do next? Come at my kids?
Have you spoken to her about this, and how does she feel about the fact that her conversation with Josh Frydenberg is being mentioned publicly by Mr. Frydenberg?
It's a gross invasion of her privacy.
My question was how she feels about it.
Her memory of the conversation, as I said, is different from his.
My question is how she feels about being.
Her memory is, well, her memory is not great, and she just basically she's not concerned to the same extent because she doesn't believe that the story that's been told reflects the reality of the matter.
Does this create a rift between you and your mother-in-law? Is that a risk?
No, not at all. I mean, I think, you know, my mother-in-law, as I said, she's a really formidable person. I've always respected her and I've always enjoyed our discussions. You know, the fact that we don't agree on everything is by no means, I think, isolated to our own family. I mean, someone said to me yesterday, and I think it's true, that behind every successful woman is a surprised mother-in-law. But, you know, I've always got along well with my mother, and this won't change that in any way, shape or form.
Your opponent, Josh Frydenberg, says that his use of this observation and this chance meeting in the street is no different from you using Ted Bailey's son, Rob, as a critic of him as part of your campaign, which is also using a family political difference for campaign purposes.
I completely reject that. I mean, the first thing is that Rob Bailey is an adult volunteer to my campaign. He's chosen to come on board with the campaign and he's done that, you know, on his own boot, and he's entirely... I don't have any problem with him doing that. He's been an incredibly valuable member of the team. His father has chosen to kick this off as a political issue and Rob responded. But they're both people who are in the fray, if you like. My family members are not in the fray and I would like them to be left alone. I don't want people coming after them, making fun of them, belittling them or being nasty about them.
There's no evidence at this stage that Josh Frydenberg, to use the phrase that you've used this morning with us, Monique Ryan, is, quote, coming after your children, though.
No, but where does the line stop? As I said, I signed a code of conduct at the start of this. I asked Mr. Frydenberg and the other candidates for Kooyong to do the same thing. They did not. If he thinks it's okay to come after my frail mother-in-law, how do I know that he's not going to come after my kids? I don't know where the lines are anymore. Sure. I think the families should be left out of the conversation.
That's slightly different. Running into someone in the street to then, you know, deliberately coming after children. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any evidence or suggestion for that, Monique Ryan.
Well, I hope that is the case, Virginia, because I think it would be very distressing were that to happen.
Are you being asked by prospective voters which way you would vote in the result of a hung parliament? Is that a key part of what voters want to know from you, Monique Ryan?
It is, Virginia, and I've been entirely clear about that from the very start of this campaign. In the event of a hung parliament, I would do what the voters of Coorong have asked me to do, which is to support the major party which will take effective action on climate change in the next decade, and will give this country what it needs, which is greater, an ICAC basically, greater activity in the government sphere against, to promote integrity and transparency.
And do you know which, at this stage, do you know which party that is that represents and can prosecute those two key planks?
I don't know what the composition of the next parliament would be. So I can't say I don't even know who I would be negotiating with. So no, I don't have a set position on that. I'm very, very happy to negotiate with either of the major parties in order to achieve the things that the people of Coorong want.
So is it about the party that is closest to forming government and receives the most votes, or is it about the party that is most strong on those two key issues, Monique Ryan?
It's the latter. So I am completely committed to effective action on climate change and an ICAC. I've said that the whole way through, it remains the case. And so the major parties will just have to come to the table if they want to form government. If there's a hung parliament, they're going to have to be pragmatic, they're going to have to negotiate, and they're going to have to take action on the things that the electorates like mine want, which is action on climate change, action on integrity, transparency and gender equity.
Okay, so your support wouldn't necessarily go in the direction of the party that's got the highest number of votes, but actually the party that represents those two key issues most strongly.
I'm results focused. I will be pragmatic, I will negotiate with both sides, and I will support whichever one is prepared to take action on the things that my electorate wants.
In the Sunday Herald Sun at the weekend, Monique Ryan, in a large two-page spread, Josh Frydenberg was represented as being in the fight of his life. How are you feeling about the campaign at this halfway mark? Are you seriously competitive?
Oh, look, yeah, I don't have any doubt about that, Virginia. I think, you know, Mr. Frydenberg's actions on the weekend and his language and the way he's approaching this campaign at the moment reflects the fact that he knows that he is in the fight of his life. I don't have any doubt about that. It's extremely close. We think it's going to come down to 500 votes. But, you know, I have a community campaign with more than 2,000 volunteers. I think you said earlier that you'd driven to the electorate and seen the extraordinary number of signs out within the electorate, more than 3,000 donors. It's a community grassroots desire for change. And Mr. Frydenberg doesn't have an answer to that because he doesn't understand it.
So you think it'll come down to 500 votes? So you could take this seat?
I could.
Okay. We did make contact with the Treasurer this morning to respond to his comments. He wasn't available today, but as I said, hopefully he'll come on this week. Is the Sunday Herald Sun, have they been in contact with you to offer you a similar double-page spread in the interest of balance?
Oh, look, I haven't checked my phone in the last 5 minutes, Virginia, but I don't believe they have, no.
Would you take up the offer if they wanted to take photographs of you and your family in the same way and represent your battle to get Coorong?
I think it's unlikely.
It's a serious question, Monique Ryan. Would you take up the offer?
Well, I have used photos of my family in the campaign. I think there's a video, at least one video, with family members as well. But, you know, I think I wouldn't be having them being interviewed or anything like that. I mean, I think that family members do need to be protected to some extent, particularly, you know, those who are potentially a little bit less able to protect themselves from the political fray, which, let's face it, can be a little bit bruising at times.
Okay, good to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your time.
You too. Bye now.
Monique Ryan, independent candidate for Coorong.